Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, and happy holidays, my beautiful listeners. This is Judah Albright. Welcome back to the truth of who you truly be. You are tuned into Love Your Addiction. My intention is to bring awareness to your actions and to focus on the truth that everything on this planet has a life, has a vibration, is energetic. And that means addictions have a life of their own too. So what if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. And I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to help you recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that there has ever been something wrong with you, that your addiction has been bad. I'm also wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? When you love something and appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. When you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept your addiction and give it love, you are so much better able to see what it has been trying to show you about you. And with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's a number one awareness for you. Love never, ever, ever hurts. The hurt is your fear that's coming up. So please forget about what our movies and songs and TV programs program us to feel about love. Today we are going to be looking at, so this is Christmas. Celebrate the Christ in you. What does the Christ in Christmas really mean? What if rather than celebrating the birth of the man called Jesus, you celebrated the Christ in you? We're going to be discussing the how-tos. So please join me in the chat room. I'd love to hear your input, which you can access at the top of your listening page, or call in at 516-453-9181 with your questions and insights. Let's grab some awarenesses, become transparent, and move with the speed of, with the speed of love. I'm not out to try to change anyone. Only you can change you. I am simply the messenger of truths for you, which bring you new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. Now, I realize that some of you are feeling sad, hopeless, unloved, miserable because you don't have enough money to buy presents, or feeling lonely and helpless because you don't have a nice, safe place to stay or live in. All of those feelings get really, really multiplied during the holiday season. And there are many reasons why this happens. Suicide has its greatest numbers during the month of December. what my intention is today is to show us, to show everybody how we can choose our own Christhood and look at the Christ within as opposed to looking at Christmas from the way that we've been taught to think about it. Now, let's look at the definition of the word Christ, first of all. The word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, and its translation means, quote, the anointed one. It also means an ideal type of humanity, and it means soul. So when you look at the word Christ like that, and you take it out of any religious teachings, and it has nothing to do with religion, we are not referring to religion in any way, shape, or form right now. When it means an ideal type of humanity, each one of us can choose to be that Christ. And how exciting that is. So, how do we choose our Christhood? Well, let's look at it this way. Christ consciousness means higher consciousness, or a transcendental reality, or God. And its roots go into the Bhagavad Gita and Indian Vedas. Now, religion teaches us that Jesus came and was born so he could die on the cross for all our sins. Okay, if you want to believe that, fine. But what if we are not sinners, or we were not sinners? And what if you are the real child of Christmas, the real Christ? Well, let's look at some things we've been fed, first of all, before we actually go into how to become that Christ, that ideal type of humanity. Traditionally around the world, we observe the birth of Jesus on December 25th. However, when you really look into it, and you can Google this and find tons of different answers and make your own choice on what your belief is going to be, it is believed that there already was a popular religious celebration that was pagan, and it was the celebration of the birthday of the sun, S-U-N, which took place in December. And those who were attempting to get people more into Christianity and to negate the pagan beliefs thought, well, hey, December would be a good month to celebrate the birth of a Jesus, of a Christ, of someone who is going to die on the cross for all of our sins. However, when we really look at some of the information that we've been given about this birth, we can find a lot of discrepancies that show that the man called Jesus really was not born in December. And here's some of the proof. We were told that the shepherds were in the fields watching their flock. Well, in December, the shepherds are not in their fields. We were also told that Mary and Joseph, who were Jesus' parents, came to Bethlehem to register, which was part of the Roman census. And we also know that the census was not taken in the wintertime. And the third, and I think most obvious way that Jesus was actually not born in December is if we know when he was born, we can determine the approximate date of the year Jesus was born when we find out when his cousin John the Baptist was born. And we know that there is a 6-month difference in the ages of John and Jesus. And when we look at when John the Baptist was born and we go 6 months down the road, we pinpoint Jesus as being born at the end of September. Now, the interesting thing is, even Pope Benedict agrees that Jesus was not born in December. I have not read his recent book, so I'm not sure exactly when he claims that Jesus was born, but I think I've given you enough to think about how we have been fed a hoax that December is the month of the man called Jesus in his birth. Okay, so how do we celebrate the Christ within, the ideal type of humanity that each one of us is? Well, it really starts with self-introspection. And when I talk about self-introspection, looking within, I am talking about thinking with your heart. Heart-based realizations. Not the mental, not the thinking through, not the analyzing, but the knowing heart has all of our answers and always has. We have just been taught and programmed as humanity to not really listen to the heart, but to listen to what the mind tells us. So, as we're stepping into heart-based reality, to be that Christ, the first and foremost thing that is needed is for us to show respect for ourselves. Put yourself first. You can't give what you don't have. And if you don't respect you, how can you respect others? I'll say it again. You can't give what you don't have. So in order to respect and to respect oneself, you need to listen to what's going on in your body. To respect somebody else, you need to really listen to them and hear them and really show up, not trying to communicate through a television program or texting, but devoting your entire presence to the situation and the person at hand. So when you listen, then you can encourage, and that's part of being respectful. You can encourage someone and you can congratulate them in any number of ways. And most importantly, you need to have gratitude. And when you have gratitude for yourself and who you are, you're really loving yourself, and then you can pass that on. You can pass that love on to others. It's really that simple. When you speak with acknowledgement, appreciation, and gratitude, you are being the Christ within. You are being the ideal type of humanity. Another thing that needs to happen is to simply cut out criticism. Who are you to criticize another? You don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know what's happened to them. You have no right to judge them. And you have no right to judge yourself. You are the Christ, the ideal type of humanity. So if you're criticizing yourself and putting yourself down, let's say, for stupid things that you did while you were using, stop it. It serves no purpose but to keep you down. Taking responsibility for your actions is probably the number one way that you can become the Christ within. And shadow that out to the world and become the light that this place needs. And when you do that, and when enough of us do that, things are going to change on this planet. And the anger and the strife and the lack and the fighting is all going to end when we start taking responsibility for our actions and cutting out the judgment. Another very important way to reflect the Christ within is to stop sedating ourselves, to stay in our right mind, in our hearts, without alcohol and drugs and stimulate, all of those things that sedate what we're really feeling. And if you're really feeling crappy, like I said, some of you might be feeling at the beginning of the program, acknowledge it. It's showing you that you are still living in childhood dramas and traumas and imperfections. Heal those beliefs. They no longer serve you. If you were told you would never amount to anything or that you were stupid, as many of us have been told, know that that's not true. Let it go. Celebrate yourself and celebrate those you love in any way that works for you. There are many, many celebrations that people have, and you can start your own celebration. Keep your promises. If you promise to do something to yourself or to another person or another society, then do it. Be truthful. Live in integrity. And when you live in integrity, you don't have to remember all those silly lies that you've made up. You are a beautiful being. You don't have to pretend otherwise. And what you're really doing by everything that I have just mentioned is you are living your values. And your values are a lot of what makes you you and why people are attracted to you. When you smile, you energetically change the energy around yourself and help change the energy around everyone else that you're smiling at or with. Because when you smile, you are acknowledging everyone's dignity. Acknowledging everyone's dignity. Isn't that beautiful? Absolutely. So I've given you many, many things to think about. And I am asking you, who is the Christ in you? And how are you displaying that Christ? How are you revealing to the world that you are the ideal type of a human being? That's what this season is all about. Yes, you can celebrate the man named Jesus. I'm not saying don't do any of those things. What I am saying is put yourself first by respecting yourself, and then in return, you can know how to respect each other. And when you respect another, you refuse to go to war with that person. You refuse to fight with that person. You accept the fact that their beliefs may be different from yours. You may not like those beliefs, but you accept. You don't have to be friends with this person. You don't have to socialize with this person or these people. But you do need to respect them for who they are, because they too have a Christ within. We all do. It's just that we have been taught to give our power away. We have been taught this since we are children. The power of the Christ is within you. No one is coming here to save you. You are your own savior. And when you think of it in those terms, it's really quite nice because you don't have to rely on somebody else to do what you can do for yourself. And the plus side is your life becomes so much happier and so much easier and so much more joy-filled. So I'm going to ask you once more, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? You think you might be refusing to be the Christ that's within you? I'm wondering, what can you now be to create the Christ within you, the healthy, loving lifestyle? You can find more answers and you can reach me at beingrecovered.net, BEINGRECOVERED, or judealbright.com, but that is still under construction right now. We are energetic beings, and with our emotions and thoughts, and as a group, a collective, we create the things that happen on this planet. Could we all now take this opportunity to be grateful for who we are and all the wonderful things that we have in our lives? Make this a true Christ in Christmas. Now, I ask you, what is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. So, if your truth has been awakened and is comforting to you and is nourishing you now and you're feeling cozy about it, then what if it really is true that you are the Christ in Christmas and that you can be that Christ all year long? It's really all a matter of choice. So please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your Christ, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. And please be thankful for you and all you do for this planet. Thank yourself for making the world a better place with you in it, because you are here for a reason or you wouldn't be here. You are part of the beauty of this place. So I say to you in closing, happy holidays. And you make Christmas what it is. You will let it reflect the Christ in you, or you will let it reflect the lower, angry, hurt part in you. Which do you choose? It is truly a choice. Please make this a truly Christ-filled holiday. This is Jude Albright, and I am saying, be beautiful. Because that's who you are, and stay that way. Happy holidays. Bye.